It's Aaron with Alkaline Radio here, and today I just thought I'd actually have a special podcast where I would just talk about something non-alkaline related. Well, it still has to do with this alkaline community, and it's actually just talking about helping one another, right? What do you guys like to do? And I'll speak a little bit about what I like to do to help my fellow, you know, man and my fellow human beings throughout this world. And you know, if you guys have some other ideas, I'd love to hear some of your guys' ideas as well. So what do I mean by when I'm saying what do you guys like to do in order to help people? By helping people, I mean, so let's just say it from a perspective of somebody that's in a less fortunate situation than you are, right? So let's say somebody that's having a hard time in life, whether that be like a homeless person, somebody that's just you know, just struggling, right? Like it could be anything, right? Let's say it could be like somebody that's on drugs, maybe somebody that's just having a bad day, somebody that's just whatever it is, whatever life struggles are. What do you guys like to do to help people? And I'll give you guys a little bit on my story on what I like to do, right? So so what I actually first wanted to talk about was, so ever since I could actually recall, I've always had this kind of I don't really know what to say, but it's kind of like a, like this weird sort of, feeling where I always felt like I would feel terrible over like the littlest things, right? That I would see people struggling with. So let's say, I remember this at a really young age. So this is just kind of an example. So I remember when I was in grade two. So I remember when I was in grade two one day, it was pouring outside, right? Because again, I live out here in Vancouver. It's rain. We call it Raincouver for a reason, right? It's raining out here like 6 months out of the year. So whatever, it's raining, and you know, I'm in grade two, so my mother is driving me to elementary school, right? And I remember sitting in the back seat, behind the passenger seat, and I was looking out the window. You know, it's just pouring outside, right? Like literally pouring cats and dogs in. And I was looking out the window while we got to we stopped at a four-way stop sign. And I was looking out the window, and I saw this man that, now I don't know whether he was homeless, he was in a tough situation, or like whatever the situation was, it didn't matter, right? What I cared about was the fact that I was looking over at him, and he was one of the few people that was like walking his son to school, right? He was an older gentleman, and he was I believe he was walking his grandson to school, right? And I know that obviously maybe like he's older, he probably, you know, just he's not able to drive. That was the reason why he was dropping off. But anyway, that wasn't the reason for why I kind of got sad. What I started to feel inside was like in the pit of my stomach was kind of this like a weird feeling where I kind of felt like I wanted to like throw up seeing this, because in my eyes, I was seeing this man, you know, walking in the rain. And, you know, I wasn't born in like a wealthy family, but I was born in a family where, you know, we did have enough, right? We had a car, we had a house, you know, we had a roof over our top of our heads, you know, we had food, and, you know, we wouldn't struggle month to month, right? And there are some people, like maybe some of you guys in the same situation where, you know, you're in those situations, and honestly, it sucks, right? But the moral of my point here was the fact that I felt so bad, even though I didn't know who this person was, right? And I didn't know, I didn't know what I was feeling at the time, right? Because I was only in the second grade, but I was feeling so sad over this person, like just walking in the rain, having to walk his grandson in the pouring rain, and I'm sitting here in my heated car, at this four-way stop sign, at this four-way stop, and just kind of like leisurely just going to school, right? As I'm looking outside, it's pouring, and it's this like foggy day, and it's just like some terrible day, like one of the terrible days there are here in Vancouver, right? And it's just so bad. But I felt so bad, right? Like I had that like pit of despair in my stomach where I kind of wanted to puke. And honestly, I was kind of like tearing up a little bit in my eyes, right? Like where your eyes get a little bit watery, because no, I didn't know at that time that what it was is the fact that, you know, I just had sympathy for, you know, my fellow, you know, he's a human being just like me. So obviously I had sympathy for that, right? And so kind of rewinding back a little bit further, back from that. So my logic for maybe why I've always kind of felt this way in general is, so at a young age, my grandmother essentially raised me when I was young, right? And you know, my parents were both busy all the time, so my grandmother would be the one raising me, and she would always teach me to pray, right? You know, if you're feeling sad, if there's anything that ever comes up, you know, just pray. You know, always count your blessings because there's people out there that aren't as fortunate as you are, right? So I'd always kind of remember that where I'd be like, all right, you know, Aaron, you need to kind of count your blessings and don't be stupid, right? Don't be like wanting such flamboyant stuff when there's plenty of people out there that don't have nothing, right? And they're more than happy with it. And, you know, people like, you know, me, like, you know, years ago, like I've told you guys some in my previous podcast, you know, I used to be pretty materialistic where I'd want a lot of fancy stuff and a lot of, not that I'm not materialistic now, but like, I just wanted a lot of frivolous stuff that just wasn't useful, you know, a couple years back, right? Like wanting a nice car and, you know, like fancy clothes and et cetera, right? Like I still like my clothes and cars and stuff, but like, it's like, there's no point in me spending frivolous amounts of money on things that, you know, I just don't think there's a reason for me to have, right? Again, because my logic is always, well, there's other people there that don't really have some of these special things that I do. And, you know, I really shouldn't be complaining about stupid things, right? Whatever. So I learned at a young age that, right, from my grandmother, where she's like, always have empathy and sympathy for, you know, for your fellow human beings and for your fellow man, right? And so I've always just kind of been that way, where when I'd see somebody sad, it would hurt me a little bit, right? And for a long time, you know, for a long, long time, actually, I used to think that there was something kind of weird about me, caring so much about, another person, right? And I know some of you guys that are in this alkaline, community and on this alkaline journey, some of you guys probably, you know, resonate with that, where, you know, I've told you guys my story about my mother getting sick, and that's how I got started on this journey. Well, you know, that's the same process where, you know, I'm feeling sad because I'm seeing a loved one sick, right? But in this situation, even though I don't know that person that's standing out there in the cold, wet rain, he's still a human being, right? Like that's still, a member of this, this family that we call the human race. And I'm not stupid and ignorant enough to give a shit about how he looks, his skin color, how old he is, whatever the case may be. All I see is a person that's just like me that's, you know, it's freezing outside and he shouldn't have to walk if I have a car, right? Well, whatever. Anyway, so that's what I've always kind of been like at a young age, right? Where I've always kind of, I don't want to say struggled with it, right? But like, it's just always been something that I've kind of felt like, I think, like to myself, I would always feel like I would... I don't want to say care because I know everybody cares, right? But like, I would always feel like it would hurt me a little bit more than it would hurt everyone else, right? Because I would see my brothers and they would kind of just keep doing their thing. And I would, you know, if I was with my cousins or my friends, you know, it would be the same process where everyone would just keep doing their own thing. But me, you know, I don't know what it is. It would kind of just like resonate with me and just stick in my brain where, you know, like, why? My brain would always even at a young age, like ask myself, like, why does that person have to walk and I have a car? Why is that person, have to sleep outside and I have a nice house? Why is it that, you know, like always just questioning, right? Like trying to think outside the box, like why, right? Ask the $1 million question, right? Like why is that this going on? Why is this happening in our society? And as I've actually gotten older, I've kind of made it a point of mine to make sure that, you know, minimum like every couple weeks I try to go out and try to do something you know, good, right? Like I'm not really somebody that, you know, some of you guys are probably, you know, great with this, you know, you join a lot of these charities and kind of give back. I'm not great with that. What I'm great with doing is kind of doing my own thing where I'll get so like let's say I'll get a bunch of socks and I'll just start giving them out to people that need it, or I'll grab a bunch of blankets and I'll start giving them out to people that need it, or toques, gloves, food like sandwiches, make a bunch of sandwiches, hand them out, like whatever, right? Just kind of be creative, get a bunch of jackets, hand them out. When you're going to give away some of your clothes to charity, like you could just hand them out to people that you see need it, right? Because again, you never know what some of these charity places too, right? And whatever, those are just some of my examples, right? This is just something that I kind of emphasized to myself that I need to do this on a daily basis, right? Because like I've told you guys a couple years back, I was in such a selfish state, I could care less about anybody else, right? Like I was still at a point where obviously I would care about like people and I would still have that feeling where, you know, I'd want to do good. But like I was also at a point where I was kind of like a little bit more selfish, where I would care just about me, myself, and what was important to me, and not really caring about anything else, right? Any of the other things that come along with it, right? Just being young and just being stupid, right? And so, you know, along those lines, I kind of like reared off away from this, and I wasn't really like caring about, you know, going out and giving back and trying to just like give a helpful hand to anybody that needs it, right? But You know, as I slowly got in the more into this journey, you know, it started to come right back to me. So like, especially these last 3 years, I've continued to make like more of a conceited effort to go out there and try to help people as much as I can, right? Because, so I remember this year. So this year, it was this summer, right? So this summer, I remember I ended up going to. This is again just another random story. So I ended up actually going to Italy, right? So I went to Italy, France, and it was actually Switzerland, right? But whatever. Anyway, but when I was in Italy and France, so when I went to Paris and when I went to Milan, I was in Milan, Italy. When I went to Milan, one thing that really stuck with me this summer was seeing these people that were in some like crazy situations. Like I would see some of these people, had like working from like 7 a.m. to like 12 p.m. I would be leaving to get on the train in the early mornings, and then I would see these people out hustling, and then when I'd come back at like 11, 12, I would still see these people hustling, right? And I found that crazy. And so I remember my dad's always wanted to go to Italy, so I thought that, you know, we might as well show him it, whatever. So while we were there, my father ended up telling me a line that I never really thought of. So he was telling me that he's like, so we were sitting at dinner and one of these restaurants we were eating, and he looks over me and he's like, Aaron, so what happened was this. So one of these guys came into the restaurant, and what they would have is these giant bouquets of red roses, and they would just hand them out for like a dollar, right? Like literally that would be their money for the day. And so he comes in the store, falls into the store, and he's like, hey, here. And he's like telling my dad, he's like, here, buy a bouquet for your wife, right? Buy a bouquet for your wife. My dad's like, oh, like, it's okay, you know, whatever, right? Like, we obviously felt bad, but there's so many of these people that are giving away these bouquets and giving away all these little things. So it's like, there's only so much you could do, whatever. So the moral of my point is just this. So he comes in and he's going to give, he's trying to give my mother a bouquet. And my dad's like, no, it's okay. Like, we don't want it, whatever, right? So he ends up leaving, and this part stuck with me. So my dad looks at me, and he's like, you know what's so sad? And me and my brothers are listening, and we're like, what? And he's like, you know that these people are, so you know how, so he had about like 20 roses, right? And he's like, so these guys have these 20 roses. He's like, you know they're selling them for a dollar, right? We're like, yeah. He's like, how many do you think these guys even sell in a day? And, you know, they get turned down a lot. So I was like, I don't know. They probably sell like maximum like 15. So they're making like $15 in a day, right? And he's like, yeah, maybe like maximum 15. He's like, you want to know, even on their best days, you want to know what they have to deal with? I was like, what? He's like, I guarantee you, because it was just a lonely one man, right, that came into the store. He's like, him and a bunch of others just like him probably live in this small little apartment, right? Which I've actually seen. So there'll be like a good 20, like 10 of them, 15 of them in this small apartment. And they'll only be making enough money just to survive the day. Okay, like that stuck with me. I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, these guys literally just make enough money just to survive the day. Just enough money just to eat for the day. And I thought that was crazy. I thought that was absolutely crazy. All right, to a point where, so my little brother is kind of just like me. And like over time, I've been noticing like he's kind of a little bit more like me, right? Like I can notice that things don't sit well with him, that he just doesn't see right. Those things that don't sit well with him, he's gonna say something, right? And so me and him are so after we ended up eating, we were going back because we were gonna end up walking back to the train station so that we could jump on the train and head back to our hotel, right? And so on the way to heading back to the hotel, we ended up seeing that same guy that was giving us bouquets, right? And so what ended up happening was he was handing, so while me and my brother, my little brother's name is Sonny, so as we were walking down the street, I'm seeing this huge, like, imagine this big white dude that looks like he's on like steroids, right? Like this huge American white guy, right? And he's just so like pissed. He's like red, and like he has like these veins popping out of his arms, and he's like kind of has like a little buzz cut, and like you can tell he's like those like stubby little like big dudes where like he has like the little rolls at the back of his neck, and he's like just getting up in that guy's face, and he's like, huh, I told you to get the F out of here, huh, get the F out of here, huh, I don't want to see you, huh, you keep coming to me and telling me to buy these bouquets, I don't want that crap, all right, get that out of my face, this, that, and he's just going at him, and me and my brother, me and Sonny are just looking at each other, and we're like, what the is wrong with this guy, right? Like, what is he doing? And he's like, you want to fight, huh? You want to get knocked out? And he's literally like has his right hand cocked back, and he's like, fucking, like, oh, sorry about my sorry about my French there, but he's like about to cock back his fist, and he's like, I'm gonna punch the hell out of this guy right now. I'm gonna punch this guy. And his girlfriend or wife standing there. She's like, no, like, you know, like, no, don't hit him. Just leave him alone. You know, he's not even saying anything. And, you know, from my perspective, what I was seeing was this. I was seeing that it looked like he was just trying to be like all cool and like tough guy in front of his girlfriend, right? And, you know, mind you, me and my brother ain't the biggest guys in the world, right? But I know one thing, right? We're gonna stand up for what's right. That pissed me and Sonny off like crazy. And we don't even start stuff. First thing we did, we were walking down the street because we were just shopping at that time. Walking down the street, we stopped what we were doing. Me and Sonny walk up. We walk up straight to the guy's face. And we're like, hey, what's going on here? And he's like, oh, you know, this guy keeps on trying to give me bouquets. And, you know, I keep on telling him that I don't want any. And, you know, he just keeps on, what's calling? I'm going to punch this guy in the face. I look at him. I'm like, hey, buddy. He's like, what? I'm like, why are you trying to be all cool in front of your girlfriend? And he starts looking over me and my brother. Mind you, this guy was probably in his 40s, right? Me, I'm only like 25 years old. My brother's like a couple years younger than me. And he's looking over at us and he's like, what? What'd you just say? I was like, yeah. Why don't you pick on somebody your own size? What the hell are you going to do? And he just stand there. And me and my little brother just stand there in front of him. I'm like, yeah, what are you going to do? And like his girlfriend just standing back there now just looking at him too, right? Because this pissed me off. I'm like, what the hell is this guy's problem? He's trying to get all tough with this guy. He ain't going to get tough with nobody else. He just knows that, you know, these foreigners, they're just these scrawny little small foreigners, you know, these guys are just trying to make an honest living, and you just think you're cool bullying this person. So, you know, we start getting into this guy's face, and we're like, hey, listen, don't be starting that stuff around here, right? All right, and my little brother, he does jiu-jitsu, right? So we're both getting like a little bit antsy, and you know, my brother's like, yeah, because I'll smack the shit out of you, right? And so this guy's standing there, and he's like, oh, yeah. And so I'm kind of a little vague of what happened after that, but I remember something to the extent of him kind of like his wife grabbing him by the arm, and he's like, no, these guys are gonna say this stuff to me, this, that, and he's kind of like trying to brush it off, but he's getting mad. He's like, oh, no, this is so stupid, this, that, right? By then, my oldest brother ends up walking over, and he's like, oh, well, like, what's going on here, right? What's going on here? And he's like, oh, nothing, he just starts walking off, and then he just starts walking off with his girlfriend, and then the man that obviously in a helpless situation walks over to us, and he's like, thank you. And me and Sonny start looking at each other like, what do you mean thank you? Like, dude, you don't gotta thank us for nothing, all right? That guy was being a smart ass. He was trying to think that he could embarrass you and try to make you look stupid just because you're a foreigner, just because you're from a different country, just because you're in this situation where you know, let's just be honest, a lot of people just aren't gonna stand up for him. Well, I'm gonna stand up for him. You know, me and my brother are gonna stand up for him, right? Because what's right is right, what's wrong is wrong. You ain't gonna sit there bullying somebody in front of my face and think that you're gonna be all cool about it. And you know, I can't speak for some of you guys, but honestly, you know, I've heard this situation a lot of times when I travel. Like, people talk about it all the time. They'll be like, you know, Americans, honestly, I love my American people out there, but like, sometimes they do a terrible job of like bullying people and saying stuff to people when it's like, you know, you should really watch what you're saying, right? You should really think before you talk. And someone in that situation, he was intoxicated like crazy. He was absolutely drunk out of his mind, and he was just trying to start stuff for just because he wanted to start stuff, just because he knew he could start stuff, just because he thought, you know what, I'm big and I'll be able to say something. But you know, when you have people that are, you know, bigger than you or more stronger than you in the sense of like, we're mentally more stronger than them, right? We're not going to give in. We're not stupid enough to just walk idly by and let somebody get bullied and harassed. No, we're going to stop. We're going to say something, right? So whatever, the moral of my point was just that, right? We stopped, we said something, and we stopped that situation. And when I would go back, when we ended up getting back into the city of Milan, I would actually see a lot of these other people that were in situations. So I remember seeing this one guy. He had this cute little dog next to him, right? And you know, I just felt so bad. Every single one of these people I would see, I would. So essentially, this is what it was. So we would have our before we go travel, we'll kind of just have like a good limit of how much each of us have on us, so that we're only spending that much. It got to a point where I literally didn't even care about spending, the money that I had on buying stuff for myself. So I just ended up kind of just giving it away to some of these people that were in, you know, unfortunate situation, you know, grabbing them some food, grabbing them, you know, whatever it was that was useful, food, water, you know. At that time, it was so hot in Europe. I think it was like almost like 40 something degrees. So I remember at one point, this one guy ended up running up to me and my brother, and he's like, well, can you please grab us a water bottle? Dude, we grabbed him like five. We're like, man, just grab a bunch, all right? I don't need nothing. I don't need no shirts. I don't need no clothes. I don't need to buy any of this this stuff when I'm seeing people like you in such a tough situation. It just breaks my heart, right? But whatever, guys, that was just the moral of my point. The moral of my point is that it's amazing that for all these people that, let's say, idly stand by and don't do anything, there's all of us that are here to, you know, be a helpful hand and stand up for the people that, you know, stand up for the voice of the voiceless, right? Like, that's the saying, right? There's people out there that unfortunately might not be able to stand up for themselves. So, you know, that's what this Alkaline community, this Alkaline journey, and this community as a whole in general is about, right? This movement is about. This movement's about, you know, talking the truth, spitting the truth, being about the truth, and being a good person on a daily basis. Like, that's some of the most important, vital stuff about this journey. You can't be, you know, a terrible human being and think that you're going to be a part of this Alkaline community and part of this Alkaline journey and a part of this Alkaline lifestyle. Like, that just doesn't work. You know, you need to be, you need to have sympathy and actually, you know, a caring heart for people around you, right? Because that's honestly what got most of us started on this journey. I can't speak for some of you guys, but that's what got me started on this journey. And I hope that's what keeps you guys going on this journey, right? I know that's what keeps me going on this journey is that ultimate fulfillment of me knowing that every day I'm growing as an actual person, not off stupid little things that I want, like, I want to get this, I want to get this, like, oh, I want to make money, I want to, like, that stuff's fine, right? I want to have a fancy car, I want to have a nice house, that stuff's fine, but in the end, the biggest goal is the transformation of you as a person, right? And the transformation of you, a person, comes only when you start realizing that, yeah, those things could be, I guess, kind of important, at like, maximum, that's, like, kind of important, but what's really important is stuff like this, of caring about another person. The simplicities of life, right? You got food, water, shelter, and this is just like the basics in life, man. You're set, all right? You're more than set, right? What's the Bob Marley line, right? Yeah, he says I'm the richest man in the world, right? Because riches don't come off of wealth and money. Riches come from, you know, love, the riches that I get from my family, the riches that I get from life in general, right? So whatever, guys, that was kind of just my little rant for today. I'd love to hear some of your guys' ideas on what you guys love to do to give back and just help people and do whatever you can to help people that maybe are in a tough situation, right? It might not even be people. Maybe you love to help animals, right? I know I love going to the animal shelter down here and, you know, helping animals too. You know, I'm a huge dog lover and animal lover too. So whatever, guys, that was just my little rant for today. Again, if you guys like this podcast, it'd be dope if you guys give it 5 stars, liked and shared it with some of your friends. And yeah, guys. All right. Again, this is Aaron with the Alkaline Radio. Talk to you guys tomorrow. See ya. Bye.